60 degrees. You're Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio for our monthly update. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank
we
you.
Have lots to talk about. Let's start with Coffee with the Cop, which is held the second Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. at the Nick Center. How was that yesterday?
It was great. Actually, we had a huge... What I've noticed over the last couple of months, we've got a bigger crowd, a lot of new faces in there yesterday. I think that was probably the biggest crowd we've had in a long time, or probably the biggest crowd I've seen ever. So
30, 40.
I should have went through and counted, and I didn't. But I just could tell there was just a lot of new faces, to the point where I felt like I needed to reintroduce myself to everybody. You could tell a lot of new people are moving into our area. As always, we know that the growth is there. But, a lot of new faces, a lot of good information that we shared. And it was a very casual conversation that we have. So it was a really good meeting.
And what seems to be the most popular topics folks are asking about or bringing up?
Well, a lot of questions came out of the community meeting that we are having in January, or this month, January 19th. We're going to discuss the new gun laws. And we've invited the Sheriff's Department and the District Attorney's Office to come in and just answer some questions concerning, as of January 1st, a new law went out for the state of Alabama. It's a permitless carry. And we've actually been getting a lot of questions coming into the station about, and it's really from our merchants, whether or not they can still deny people to come in, and they can. But we want to just kind of, it's education. We want to get out in front of it. It was something that went into effect January 1st. And this is just going to be one of many things that we're going to do on a quarterly basis. This is just going to be our first meeting. Our next meeting, we'll discuss what we've tossed around the idea of bringing in experts, and let's talk about what's going on with the fentanyl. So that was one of several people asked questions about that, and I just encourage them to definitely come out on January 19th. It's going to be at the Civic Center at 6 p.m.
Constitutional carry. What does the new gun law mean? Okay.
Yeah. And then some of the other things we discussed, usually the scams and stuff are usually a big topic, but we haven't had a lot come in the station. So
have you heard of the Publishers Clearinghouse scam? I've been specifically asked to ask you about that one.
No, I have not heard that one, and I have not seen any reports come into our station.
I'll see what I can do to follow up on that, because apparently people are being called they've won. And we've all grown up looking at Publishers, thinking, well, it's safe, it's Publishers Clearinghouse. And they were asked to go to a local drugstore. I want to say he said CVS.
Yeah.
And people were buying like $1,000, trying to buy a $500 or $1,000 gift card to send as some kind of a deposit in order to get their money.
Well, don't you have to play. It's like the lottery. You have to play in order to win. And so, if it seems too good to be true, 9 out of 10 times it is.
Right.
So any of that information, any scam, we would like for everybody to notify us what is going on. And then we can put that on our Facebook, put it out on our social media. And that way we can let all of our citizens know what's going on in our town. let's see. We also talked about our Citizens Academy. We started our second Citizens Academy, this morning, January 3rd, I believe. Actually, we had to postpone it to the 6th because of the bad weather that came in. So we did our first class last Thursday. We have a wonderful class. We're very excited. They did. They met with the FBI last night and spoke with our investigators and learned a little bit about what our investigative division does. Everything seems to be going really good with that class. If y'all don't know Josh and Damian Rehorn, they're both corporals. One, Josh, is in our patrol division, and then Damian is also a corporal who is does our training. They work really well together, and they're really entertaining. So
they're brothers?
No,
they're both named Rehorn?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. One is Josh Cryer, and the other one is Damian Rehorn. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Their pictures on Facebook is what we're referring to. I've seen some folks comment, is it too late to sign up? And yes, it is.
It is.
You'll plan another one?
We would really like to do two a year.
Okay.
Last year, we only did one. We did this one starting in January, and I would really like to do another one in the fall.
Okay.
So, but we'll get more information out there about that as it comes up.
Yeah. And you have a new crime stat website or a way to follow criminal activity online.
Yes. This is called Citizens Connect, and we are very excited to finally have this up and running. This not only, it gives you a crime map, it lists all of our crimes that we have in the city. It's got date ranges. You can look up by name, you can look up by date, you can look up by location. It also lists all of our daily reports, all of our arrests. It's very informative, and I encourage everyone to go in. And you can also go in, if you scroll down just a little.
Yeah, I was just trying to see what the initial site to get them to is.
There is a on our Facebook page, there is a link.
Yes, that's what I just used.
And when you go on, you can also sign up for alerts.
Okay.
So that will go to your email, or you can get a text message that will alert you anything that's within the parameter of what you're asking for.
Daily reports, incident map, accident map, arrest search, yes. Incident search.
Now, the accident map will come off of there. We do not use this system. We don't use our records management system for our accidents. We use a state system called eCrash. And so I'll have to, there's no need in having that on there because it won't have any information.
But, so if I click, I've clicked on the incident. Well, just so folks know, if you want to look it up, cc.southernsoftware.com.
Correct. And you'll, once you get on that site, you'll scroll down, you'll see Fairhope Police Department, and you just click on that, and it'll take you straight to what's going on in Fairhope.
Wow. Very nice. It's easier just to go from the Facebook link. But there, say you've got, there's an incident, and I can click on it and see.
It's a failure to appear.
Failure to appear. Okay.
Yeah, it shows that at the top.
Interesting.
So, and it's got a little guide on the right hand side that tells you what everything stands for, the little symbols. So, but we've gotten really great feedback on that. We talked about that in the coffee with a cop yesterday. Everybody was very eager while we were there to go ahead and get into the system, so we spoke about that for a while.
Hands-on display
to make sure we had everybody in the right direction.
I have shared that on our page as well, but I'll reshare it again so it will be easy for folks to find. Very good.
And then, of course, we went into what we have going on in the next couple of weeks. We're getting ready for Mardi Gras. And so a lot goes into that. We have to get, you know, public safety is the absolute most important thing when we think about Mardi Gras too, well, from our standpoint. And so we've been meeting a lot with the organizations to make sure that we're all on the same page and that we have everything that we need. We meet with a lot of the city directors, public works, make sure we've got all of our barricades ready where we need those. So a lot goes into that. And so we've been getting our maps together and getting everything ready to post on our Facebook page.
Our first parade is a month from today.
Exactly.
February 11th.
Yep. We have one on the 11th, the 17th, and the 20th. And we will be sending more information out about that on our social media. And then also one other thing. We do have the Martin Luther King March on the 16th. It starts at 10:30 a.m. and they'll start at Young Street and Morphy. So there will be a little bit of delay in traffic in that area and just some minor road closures. So just keep that in mind.
Mayor said they're starting at Morphy and Young and walking to the Fairhope Civic Center.
That's correct.
And that the public, anyone, can join in.
Absolutely.
So,
yes.
So that route obviously will be briefly closed.
Okay. And other than stats, I do want to let everyone know that we are still hiring. And we have got patrol positions available. We have communications, which is our dispatch center, and then we also have a correction officer position that we're trying to fill. So you just go on to the fairhopeal.gov, go under human resources, and you can fill out an application there.
Okay.
But other than that, it was a busy meeting. We discussed, like I said, a lot of things.
So we want to just remember to invite anyone that would like to come to
absolutely
the informal gathering, Coffee with the Cop, the second Tuesday of each month, 9 a.m. at the James P. Nick Center.
Correct.
Very good.
All right. And the only other thing I have is to go over our stats.
Okay. That's just such an interesting portion. And these are also posted on our Facebook pages if you'd like to read along.
And it's one of, you know, it's like I told the in the Coffee with a Cop meeting, this is not everything that we do. These are just some of the highlights that we pull out monthly, just to kind of go over to mm-hmm. show kind of what, you know, what we're involved in. So for these are the stats for December. We've got 12 reports of harassment with 3 arrests. We had 17 domestic violence reports with 10 arrests, 6 burglaries with 1 arrest,
and 4 with force. Can
correct.
You tell us anything about these?
I'm sorry, I don't have all that information all on right. those. I know that we're still investigating a couple of those. We had 21 theft reports with 12 arrests. We had 7 fraud identity thefts with, I know that several of those are still under investigations. Those type of investigations take a little bit mm-hmm. longer because of subpoenas and trying to get all that information in, and if it's bank records and stuff, it just takes us a little bit longer. We had 52 drug reports with 50 arrests.
What kind of drugs are we seeing?
And that was that's a good question. That was one of the questions in Coffee with a Cop. You know, we're seeing a rise in our fentanyl cases. Fentanyl is in just about everything. We've spoken to our lab over in Mobile, and they told us everything that's coming through their lab that they're testing has just about got fentanyl present.
Like what? Are you getting pills, powders,
marijuana is testing for positive for fentanyl. But we're seeing, you know, fentanyl, we're seeing meth, we're seeing heroin. And I mean, just, you know, a variety of drugs. We still have a lot of medications that are coming through, like opiates and stuff like that, you know, Lortab, and that's also included in this.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily just all heroin, all meth.
Right.
So you've got prescription drugs that are involved as well. We have, we have 14 public intox reports with 14 arrests. Failure to appear, that was always, what does FTA stand for?
Right.
It's failure to appear. We had 56 reports with 57 arrests, and those are our warrants. Someone asked, how can you have more arrests than you do reports? Well, some reports will have more than one person
okay.
attached to it.
Okay.
So that we had to explain that a little bit more. DUIs, we had 10 reports with 10 arrests. We had 4 assault reports, 3 arrests. 1 criminal mischief, we haven't made an arrest on that one yet. 1 leaving the scene of an accident. I know they're still investigating that and trying to find video footage so that we can pursue that. 3 tampering with evidence with 3 arrests. We had 5 exploiting of elderly with 4 arrests.
Can you give an example on those?
Exploiting of elderly, that, you know, 9 out of 10 times it's usually a family member that is exploited, maybe some money
uh-huh.
from a family member. And there, of course, it says elderly. So, you know, they've gone into an account, taken stuff that they didn't have the authority to do or mm-hmm. weren't authorized to do, or they did it by, you know, means of, you know, they've conned the person out of the money or something to that effect. You don't see as many of those, but we do. I mean, 5 to me is a lot.
Right. Any amount is a shame.
Yes, you're correct. So we had 3 resisting arrest reports with 3 arrests, 3 reports. We had 4 alcohol under 21, and we had 7 arrests. And again, we had multiple arrest on 1 report.
Mm-hmm.
Pistol without a permit, we had 2 reports with 2 arrests.
Now, is this new law going to make it where you don't have to have a permit?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Then, so you won't ever see that stat until...
I see.
Well, you know, it's one of those laws that everything, we're always evolving. I mean, law enforcement, and we I feel like at some point this will be revisited again, and that there is possibly going to be some changes in the law, and it'll go back, you know, through legislation.
But as of now, as of January 1st, that won't be an issue anymore.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct.
All right.
So total calls for service, we had 2,345 calls in the month of December compared to the 1985 in November. So as you can see, we're up a little bit. Not uncommon when you have the holidays.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what January holds and see, maybe it'll come down a little. So we had 207 reports, 248 offenses, 118 arrests with 191 total charges. And then our accidents, 90 accidents.
Wow.
With 10 with injuries and 8 which are private property. So busy month.
Very
yes.
Very busy indeed. Wow. Yes. Thank you so much, Chief. And I think we've covered everything. Is there anything else that you wanted to?
No, I've covered my list.
Wow. It's a lot going on. And once again, you feel comfortable with your budget and your staff now. You said you're really up to par pretty much on
We have four positions that we're still trying to fill. One which is a replacement from a retirement, and then we have three new positions that we're filling. So
good. So yes, we're keeping up with the growth.
We're getting there.
Feeling good about that. All right. Thank you so much, Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead, joining us the second Wednesday of each month, following the second Tuesday Coffee with a Cop.